Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
Another week we are back to chat. We are going to talk all about holidays and stress and food and family and conversations and all of the above today. And I want to have this conversation, no surprise. I want to have it today because tomorrow is a day, if you're listening to this live, tomorrow is a day where we're eating a lot of food. And if you're listening to this on the podcast replay, well, you're probably going to eat a lot of food today. So this is an important conversation to have. And I think it's a really good one, though, because you should go into the holidays enjoying yourself. And that's something that I will never preach, is that your food and your eating habits are all about you, and they should be custom to you, not custom to anybody else. Mainly because your body is custom to you, not custom to anybody else. So when we look at it from that perspective, there's so much going on, but holidays can bring stress, especially when it comes to food in general. And then you throw in a holiday that involves eating all day long, or eating a lot of wonderful food like apple pies, pumpkin pies, and pecan pies, and whatever else, that stress level raises. And it's a conversation I've had with so many people in the last couple weeks. You know, some of my clients have come to me and said, how do I handle Thanksgiving? And we've come up with a custom plan for them because it's their body, it's their family, it's their food traditions. And that's really what it should be about, is creating your custom plan for how you're going to handle the day without adding stress, because you don't even need to add stress into the custom plan. But going into the day knowing that you have a plan of attack for how you're going to handle the day is going to make you more likely to avoid the negative conversations you don't want to be a part of, but also respecting your body and what you want to do for your body that day. And of course, as usual, it's going to look different for everybody. So first things first, I want to address the fact that Thanksgiving celebrations are a day that we eat a lot of food. And it is a wonderful amount of food that comes out. You know, you spend the mornings cooking, at least we plan on cooking all morning. You have people bringing food. It's a day of celebration, family, friends, however you're celebrating, if you are celebrating together. But something to keep in mind is, yes, that is the one day where we cook this giant meal with all this food together. But all of that food is available the day before. It's available the next day, the next week, the week after that. You could realistically cook a turkey anytime you wanted. You could go to the store and buy stuff to make a pumpkin pie in the middle of February if you want a pumpkin pie in the middle of February. Yes, we do enjoy these foods all together, and it's fun to have this big feast of a meal, but keep in mind that that food is still available. So you don't necessarily need to look at it as, this is the only day of the year that I can eat pumpkin pie, or this is the only day of the year that I'm gonna get a fully cooked turkey and with all the stuffing and all the fixing and all the mashed potatoes. You could go buy a small turkey sometime in February and make your own and then freeze some of it and have it for whenever you want it. So keep that in mind. This food is, well, yes, the one day that we actually prepare it all together, but it's not scarce. It's not something that's hard to find in a store. So keep that in mind as you look at the day. It doesn't need to be an all or nothing thing. That food's not scarce. That food will be there another day. So yes, you can enjoy it, but you also don't need to look at it as, I'm never going to have it again. And I think that's a mentality that we walk into Thanksgiving with, is how much can we eat? Let's get our Thanksgiving pants on. If you get that Friends reference, you know what you know. You know, you get your Thanksgiving pants on, you wear your leggings, you maybe don't wear pants if that's how your family rolls. But we look at it as, I'm going to stuff myself. But it doesn't have to be that way. So let's talk all about that. For starters, if you're listening, chances are you either respect your health or working on your health habits, or you are going on a health journey, starting a health journey, thinking about starting a health journey. Somehow the idea of health is involved if you are listening to me right now. So I'm going to talk about it from that perspective of you're looking at your health and you're looking at how your health can be respected on Thanksgiving. And like I've said, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing. So, and that's really what I want to talk about today is how to address it when you are on a health journey or a nutrition journey or whatever you want to call your current status with your health, how to address a holiday that involves food. And this isn't limited to Thanksgiving tomorrow. This goes into Christmas or whatever you celebrate in December, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all of those. This isn't limited to just tomorrow or this week. This goes further than that. But this is the one holiday of the year where food has no limits. So I feel like it's a great time to have this conversation. In my opinion, Thanksgiving is a day to respect your body, to listen to your body, and honestly, don't throw yourself into a diet if you don't want to that day. It's your decision on how you're going to eat on Thanksgiving. It's up to you to decide whether you want to go all in and eat an entire pumpkin pie or whether you want to focus on the foods that make you feel great. Or if you are in a phase where you are cutting your macros or you're limiting, you know, some situation, if you want to do that day, that's okay. It's your business in how you want to handle the day. That's why I talk about with my clients, we came up with a plan. We came up with a plan on how they're going to attack the day. Do they want to focus on, you know, their weight loss that day? Or would they rather just focus on feeding their body how it feels? Like feeding their body in a way that feels good for them. Or do you want to go all in and quote unquote pay for it tomorrow? Don't recommend that. But looking at how you're going to approach the day is going to make a big difference in how the day goes. If you're stressed about food, keep listening. So you can address it how you want to. Don't look at it though as all or nothing. And I truly don't recommend going in saying, I'm going to eat everything. I'm going to put my Thanksgiving pants on, even though I love my Joey on Friends, and say, I will pay for it tomorrow. Because I've personally said that. I've not been shy about the fact that right now I am gluten and dairy free. And there are pies that are not gluten and dairy free. So to me, it's going to be a matter of finding balance to how I'm going to handle it. So that's my custom plan. But you can go in and enjoy the foods that you want to enjoy and still walk away feeling satisfied, not overly stuffed. So how do you want to address the day? Do you want to go into the day and say, for starters, I would suggest you start with breakfast. Don't just hold off until the meal at noon, 1, 2, 3, or 4. Even if it's a lighter breakfast, get something with protein in it to get your body going, get your blood sugar balanced, get things moving, have some eggs for breakfast or, you know, eggs and toast or some sausage or heck, if somebody cooked you a turkey the day before, have some turkey for breakfast. Start your day out with food. But then as the meal approaches, think about how you're going to approach the meal. Are you going to try a little bit of everything? Is there one thing that you really, really want to have? Like for me, it's the mashed potatoes. Like I'm going to eat the mashed potatoes, even though they have butter and milk and everything in it. That's where I'm going to focus my gluten and dairy, or not my gluten, but my dairy for the day is going to be on those mashed potatoes and some pumpkin pie. But look at how you're going to approach that. But most importantly, make sure you're eating the vegetables. And it doesn't have to be like just raw vegetables. I mean, those are delicious. But if in that moment, the only vegetable you have access to is a green bean casserole, eat the casserole. There's nothing wrong with eating green beans, even if it's smothered in butter and crumbs and whatever goes into a green bean casserole. You're still getting the nutrients and the fiber from the green beans. Don't look at it as, I can't eat that because although it's a vegetable, it's got a lot of other quote unquote bad things in it. It's one day. Eat the casserole. Same thing with the pumpkin pie. The pumpkin is good for you. Just has a lot of extra stuff with it, including whipped cream and fun stuff on top. You know, eat the pie, enjoy it if you want to. If you don't like pumpkin pie, if you don't like green bean casserole, don't eat it. It's okay to do what you want to do when it comes to celebrating the holiday with your family. The reason I bring up eating your vegetables is because if you have hung around before or you know what I talk about, I always talk about crowding out. And I always will say that one of the easiest things you can do is eat your vegetables. And one of the hardest things you can do is eat your vegetables. Getting vegetables in is going to give you fiber to help fill you up on the good stuff, but still give you room to eat the other stuff that's not going to react to your body quite as well. So like I mentioned, the mashed potatoes. Yes, a potato is a vegetable, but it also comes with a lot of other stuff in it on Thanksgiving. So chances are I'm using myself as an example, so you can then use yourself in this example. I'm going to eat the mashed potatoes, but I'm also going to eat maybe some raw vegetables dipped in hummus, or, you know, maybe some, I think we're having sweet potatoes or corn with it. Some sweet potatoes, some corn, something else that adds more fiber in that's going to really fill me up more. But I'm still going to eat the mashed potatoes, so I get that taste, that craving. Because here's the thing about cravings. You can watch the person sitting next to you fill up their plate, and you're sitting there going, man, do those mashed potatoes look good. And you know what you're going to be thinking about for the next 3 weeks? Those mashed potatoes. So why not start now? Why not eat a little bit of mashed potatoes and say, man, those were delicious. I satisfied my craving. Let's move on to the pie. Or you know what I mean. Do you see what I'm saying there? So again, I'm using myself as an example because I am approaching Thanksgiving personally different this year. But it's truly because of my health status right now in regards to my gut issues I talked about last week. But you can approach it the same way as your health journey. What makes your body feel good? Do you want to go ahead and eat everything, not worry about it, feel great at the end of the day? Do it. Have a little bit of everything. Celebrate. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the day with your family. Do you want to eat focusing in on one thing? Do you want to mainly eat turkey? Do you mainly eat mashed potatoes? Like, how are you going to feel after that? Come up with your plan and attack it that way. Now, I also didn't include alcohol in there, and I again believe that should be part of your plan. With alcohol, do you plan on drinking? Do you plan on having a little bit? Do you need to balance it with water? How is your day going to play out? Again, it's going to be different for everybody and what situation you're in. There are people that will go into Thanksgiving and they don't want to drink at all. That's fine. No judgment. You want to go drink 6 beers? That's fine. No judgment. Just don't drive home. So approach it the way you need to approach it. Not the way that you feel like you are going to be judged. That transitions us into the conversation piece of this all. A holiday with family and friends also means there's going to be conversations, especially if there are family members you have not seen in a while. How often do you walk in and see a family member and they say, wow, have you lost weight? Wow, you're looking good. What are you doing? And then the conversation inevitably will evolve into, my best friend's sister's husband's boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's blah, 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 blah did keto. And you should try keto if you really want good results. Or something like that. You know, that conversation's going to come up. So how do you approach that? Because if you're going in already with a plan in your head of like, I'm going to do what's best for my body today, how do you approach having that conversation with that family member? Say it's okay. Or It's okay to say, that's awesome for them. Let me know how that plays out for them. I'm going to cheer them on from here. Or say, wow, that's so great to hear that that person lost all that weight. I bet they feel so much better. End statement. Just because somebody is going to tell you what kind of diet you should do or what you should and shouldn't eat doesn't mean you need to listen to them. When people say that, they're thinking in their head, I shouldn't be eating the food on my plate. And if she's a healthy person, she really shouldn't be eating that food on her plate, right? Again, it is a day where quote unquote healthy food, not usually something that is an option. So that gets into people's minds, especially as they're going to start to feel not so great after eating the pie, the turkey, the mashed potatoes. The people who are going into it not listening to their body, as the day goes on, they're going to be feeling the effects of that big meal. That's on them, not on you. And it's not your job to direct who eats what, just as it's not their job to direct who eats what. So if somebody comes to you and says, should you really be eating that pie when you have chosen to eat the pumpkin pie, but everybody knows that you've been really focused on your health? Say, yeah, my body does really okay with things like pumpkin pie as long as I don't eat it too much. Or just say, yeah, I love pumpkin pie. You don't have to go into detail. You don't owe anybody an explanation of why you're eating the way you are. It's your body. You are doing a nutrition plan that's custom to you, so you should be focusing on your nutrition and your individual body, just as they should be, but they might not know that. That's okay. You don't have to go into detail. You can just respond and say, yeah, I love pumpkin pie. Don't even have to say what's wrong with that. Because if you say what's wrong with that, you're going to open up the conversation to why you shouldn't be eating that pumpkin pie. End statement. I love pumpkin pie. Things like that are what's going to make or break your day when it comes to your mental state and your stress around food and Thanksgiving and holidays in general. Not just Thanksgiving, but holidays in general. Think about it ahead of time. Spend some time just in your head like, okay, do I want to go into the day knowing that I can do what's best for my body and come out on the other side feeling totally fine, totally normal, and not like I want to throw up all night? Or what's the best way for me to approach this so I can still eat everything I love, but also eat it in moderation so I am doing what's best for me? Again, so you don't want to be sick all night. Take some time and think it through. And I know this might seem like a lot, especially if you're somebody who's like, look, I just want to go enjoy the day. Do so. But going in with a plan is going to help you get through some of that stress. And if you're not stressed about the food, then you can turn this live off. I am just sharing because I want to help those of you guys who are stressed about the food, who are stressed about the family conversations. Remember, it is your body. You are the only person who needs to care about the food that's on your plate and the food that's going into your mouth. Nobody else needs to have any judgment on you when it comes to the food on your plate, the food that's going into your mouth, and what you are doing and your health, fitness, nutrition journey. You don't owe them details. They don't owe you an explanation as to why you should be doing XYZ diet like their so-and-so's brothers, sisters, whatever's. Focus on you. Enjoy the day. Spend the day with your friends, your family, whoever you're spending the day with. And enjoy that piece of it. The food is going to be there. The food's going to be there tomorrow. It's going to be there next week. It's going to be there in February. Don't make that the focus of your day. Make spending time with those you love, those that you're around, the focus of your day. And eat the pie. Thanks for hanging out this week on the podcast. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week. Have a great week, everybody.